Naomi-sensei, what's today's target phrase?
まっすぐ行ってください。
Please go straight.
まっすぐ。
Straight.
行って。
Is the te form of the verb 行く。
ください。
Please. Now, as we explained in the previous lesson, and actually the previous two lessons, we're going over the te form of a verb plus ください, which is used to ask someone to do something for you. In the previous lesson, we covered class 2 verbs. In the previous lesson, we covered class 1 verbs that end in mu, bu, nu, and su.
今日はく、ぐ、う、つ、るです。In today's lesson, we are focusing on the te form conjugation of class 1 verbs, which has く、ぐ、う、つ、and る endings.
Now, while it seems like there's a lot more, it's not too bad because there are groups we can break them into. First group we're going to break things into is the ku, gu group. So, Naomi-sensei, first can we have an example of a class 1 verb that ends in ku?
聞く, to hear, to listen.
How do we change this into the te form?
Ku becomes いて, so 聞いて.
So, we drop the ku and replace it with
いて.
So, the te form of the verb to listen is
聞いて.
And it's a long vowel. 聞いて. It's not 来て, which is
to come.
Yeah, so it's a long vowel. 聞いて. Now, how about verbs that end in ぐ?
急ぐ, to hurry.
And how do we get the te form?
ぐ becomes いで. So, 急ぐ becomes 急いで.
So we drop the ぐ and replace it with
いで.
This is very similar to く. We drop く and replace it with
いて.
ぐ is く with two little
dots, 点点.
So く becomes ぐ. When it's conjugated, you can look at it the same way. The いて gets two dots, so it becomes
で, いで.
So this covers the conjugation of く and ぐ. But there's one exception.
はい.
Naomi-sensei?
行く becomes 行って.
So for the verb 行く, to go, which is used so often, it's not conjugated by dropping the く and adding the いて, but rather you drop the く and replace it with a pause plus て.
行って.
Again, inside the PDF, a very detailed write-up. Finally, we have
うつる endings.
And these are conjugated the same exact way. You drop the last syllable, add a short pause plus te. For example, how do we say to buy?
買う.
Ending in う. What's the te form?
買って.
A short pause in there. It's not 買って. It's 買って. Short pause. 買う, we drop the う and replace it with
て.
All together?
買って.
Listen for the short pause. Next we have to wait.
待つ.
Ending in the つ. Again, we're going to drop that つ and replace it with a short pause plus て.
待って.
Hear the pause in there. One more time.
待って.
Finally, we have the verb used often in today's conversation.
曲がる.
To turn. We're going to drop the る and replace it with a short pause plus て.
曲がって.
One more time. Listen for the pause.
曲がって.
So what did we have from today's conversation?
次の交差点を左に曲がってください.
Please turn left at the next corner.
じゃあ、練習しませんか、ピーターさん。Why don't we practice?
いいですね。That sounds like a good idea. Why don't you give us the directions to our office in Akasaka?
From Akasaka Station?
Which station?
千代田ライン。
Okay, sounds pretty good.
赤坂の駅を出てください。
So, exit Akasaka Station.
右に曲がってください。
Please turn right.
まっすぐ行ってください。
Go straight.
大きい交差点を左に曲がってください。
Turn left at the big intersection.
50メートルくらい行ってください。
And go about 50 meters.
左を見てください。
Look left.
ピーターがいます。
Peter's there. Naomi-sensei もいます。Okay. And one quick thing that's very interesting is the usage of the particle を in this sentence pattern. Normally where an action takes place,It's usually marked with で, but here, the place where you're turning is marked with the object marker お. The direction is marked with に. So I thought that was really interesting, something I struggled with when I first started studying.
I think it's pretty difficult sentence structure, but I recommend you to memorize the sentence pattern.
Probably the best way.